Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For nearly four decades, the Sacramento Women's Chorus has combined powerful performances with the mission of advocacy and community. And you can take it all in at their upcoming concert at the Sophia this Saturday, October 11th, which is exploring generations of women's resilience. It'll feature the full chorus alongside Inner Harmony, a smaller ensemble within the group. We're joined by Rachel Jackson, the artistic director of the Sacramento Women's Chorus, and Cindy Chafee, artistic director of Inner Harmony. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Well, what a treat. Okay, Rachel, I want to start with you. For listeners who may be new to the Sacramento Women's Chorus, how did it get started?
It started a very long time ago, actually, back in 1987. It was one of the first women's choruses in the entire country. And it slowly developed and grew and changed throughout the decades. And in 2027, we'll be celebrating our 40th year. Very excited about that.
Oh, that is a big deal. How big is the chorus today?
Well, it started out about 12 people, and now we're over 75, I believe.
Oh, that is wonderful. And you also describe yourselves as an inclusive chorus. Can you talk about how you foster that sense of belonging?
Sure. Yeah, it is an inclusive chorus. We welcome all adults who sing in the soprano, alto, or treble range. And it doesn't matter who they are or gender expansive, non-binary, anything, as long as they can sing in that range, whatever they're comfortable with. So if you're coming in and you're a bass might not work so well for you, but the higher voices are always welcome, and we support each other in where you're at.
What drew you to the Sacramento Women's Chorus?
Their mission, specifically speaking out for women's rights, is a really big thing. As someone who grew up in a very patriarchal environment that had a lot of negative effects on me, it was really important to stand up for things like equality, equal pay, protections for women, you know, resources, things like that. Really important. Watching my mom go through some very abusive situations, it's very near and dear to my heart.
And to do it in a creative space through song as well.
That's the wonderful thing about choirs, is you're able to lift each other up and encourage each other and have a solidarity and create joy through music in a women's chorus. It's such a beautiful thing, being able to do it together.
All right, Cindy, tell us about Inner Harmony.
Well, Inner Harmony is a relatively new ensemble for the Sacramento Women's Chorus. In 2023, I was asked if I would be interested in being the artistic director for the group, and I said, well, sure, where is the group? And they said, well, you get to determine that. So apparently, it was a desire of the chorus for many, many years to have this ensemble of a small ensemble that could go out into the community and be the ambassadors for the greater chorus. And so that's one of the reasons we chose the name, the group itself. We chose the name Inner Harmony because we come from within the Sacramento Women's Chorus. Matter of fact, one of the reasons we ended up here today is because of one of those opportunities where we were out in the community singing for an event. So we've sung at churches and galas, from educational organizations to we'll be singing for a couple more in December for some holiday events. We're getting ready to sing at another one of the events right after our concert for one of the newest assisted independent living organizations in this area that's still growing. So 16 members, four parts, everything is a cappella, and that way we can go anywhere and don't need anything. We just go out in the community and do our thing.
Yeah, you're self-contained. And
yes.
I can understand how, like, logistically a chorus of, you know, 75 is a lift. You
that
know,
would be a challenge.
16, lot more manageable.
Definitely.
So let's take a listen to Inner Harmony in action. We have a clip from a recent performance.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. Boom, 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 boom. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. Boom, 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 boom. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. Boom, he boom, said boom, that boom, boom, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me.
What do you love about the a cappella format?
The opportunity to really hear the blends. To, you know, for the group itself, they realize in many ways it's much more exposed. You can't fake the notes. And some of the joys that we have in some of the music, especially the music that we're going to be singing in the upcoming concert, are the way some of the arrangers create some very different types of harmonies that can be very difficult to sing. But once you've got it, it just grabs the audience because it speaks to what the lyrics are saying. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be it. The very special harmonies that we have the opportunity to perform.
Yeah, and we're talking just days ahead mm-hmm. of your upcoming performance. Rachel, what is the inspiration behind the show this Saturday at the Sophia?
Well, late last fall, I felt a strong need to program a concert that drew on the history that influenced modern women in this country. I reached out to composers and colleagues and chorus members for songs of influence and inspiration. And through a lot of research, the program came together as a passionate timeline of American women spanning 176 years. The concert's not about events, though. It's about the waves of resilience and growth that peaked during specific eras, including the women's rights movement, which was 1848 to 1920, the women's liberation movement, 1960s to 80s, and our current hashtag MeToo movement and global women's rights movements. Things like unequal wages, gender-based violence, healthcare issues, food insecurity, unequal political representation, sex trafficking, which is everywhere now, are some of the issues that face women in this country. And this concert is about representing dignity, solidarity, and celebrating the triumphs and resilience of women.
So how are you capturing that? How are you achieving that goal on Saturday? Is it all through song, or are there other parts that are woven into the chorus?
Oh, that's a great question. It is a lot of song, mostly song, but we do have readings and quotes from various women who have triumphed through these things throughout the program, quotes from people like Sojourner Truth, Eleanor Roosevelt, Holly Near, quotes from people like, who else do I have here?
Also Ruth Bader,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We've got, who else do I have?
I saw one mention of the former National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman.
Yes, Frida Kahlo. So just a number of, Maya Angelou, of course, just a number of wonderful quotes. And then the songs themselves also are often from quotes from people as well. And we go back through suffrage movement songs to 1960s songs like You Don't Own Me, to fun songs from the 80s that people might be surprised to hear, and then also songs that are really inspirational that have just been written in the last year or two.
Cindy, what are you looking forward to most?
In the concert? This will be a really fun opportunity for Inner Harmony because we're completely integrated into the program with this concert rather than having our own set, which people who have attended before might be used to. So Rachel's vision for our program for this concert looks a little different, and we're excited about that. So we will be moving more during the concert, and I'm not sure which song we love the best, but I have to say, be prepared to hear a little bit of Helen Reddy coming out of Inner Harmony at this concert.
And what song might that be?
I Am Woman.
I love it. I love it. And this isn't the only performance that people can plan for, because you're also scheduled to perform at the state capitol in December. What is that experience like at the Rotunda, correct? I mean, that's pretty magical.
Yes.
I think that's a good word for it. With the acoustics are gorgeous, the decorations are beautiful, and we sing holiday songs. And we also have a time where we invite other people to sing with us. So it's just a beautiful community opportunity for us.
So if people want to go this weekend, what should they know?
Definitely get your tickets at the Sophia. We are definitely actively selling tickets right now. I'm not sure exactly how many are left, but I know there's still some available. It's 7 p.m. Saturday night at the Sophia in East Sacramento.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Rachel and Cindy, I know it's a very busy week for you. Thank you for stopping by and telling us more about the women's chorus and also Inner Harmony as well.
The Absolutely.
New ensemble.
Thank you for having us, Vicki.
Yes, thank you.
And that is the Sacramento Women's Chorus with Artistic Director Rachel Jackson and Inner Harmony's Artistic Director Cindy Chafee. Their concert is Saturday, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the Sophia. You can also catch a free Capitol Rotunda performance on December 5th at noon. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Jen Picard, and Greg Michek. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.